It's this time of the morning. Look at me on time this morning, Barry Harrison. Good morning to you.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Now, I learned something on the way in this morning
from
you.
What did you learn?
So I really appreciate that.
Okay.
I never realised ELO was with Olivia Newton-John on Xanadu. Now, I wasn't into Xanadu, so it doesn't make... But when I listened to it after you said that list coming in, I thought, wow, and it's so obvious when you really listen to it. It's ELO all over, isn't it?
I am teaching you about music every week. Last week I ruined Solid Rock for you. You'll never listen to that the same again,
will you? I've already listened to it since then. And I've got another one for you.
Okay.
You've got to play Disturbed, their version of Sounds of Silence from about a year or 2 years ago. It was amazing.
I don't know if I've got that one,
Bass. No, all right, go. Go Simon and Garfunkel. I'm sure you've
Simon
got that
Simon and Garfunkel.
Just an amazing
probably
one.
Do. Now, you've brought a guest with you this morning.
I have. And it's Carly Sanders, centre manager of KC Reyes, just across the road from here. And welcome, Carly.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you, that's for sure. And Carly later on has got a great story to tell about her journey within the YMCA and how she's come to be in a major position. She oversees 270 staff at KC Reyes, a centre that turns over, nearly $8 million, has well over a million visitations a year, and so she's a real leader within the KC community just by... alone her management of KC Reyes, but also her position within the community as well. But we've had a big weekend.
A huge weekend.
We have. And Carly and I were lucky enough to be at the opening of Bunjil Place.
Carly, good morning. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
It's really nice to have you. What was the opening of Bunjil Place like?
It was absolutely spectacular. City of KC have done an outstanding job for the KC community with that particular building. Because it took some time to come together, but they got there on their due date and it's absolutely spectacular. I think I'm going to start actually visiting the library.
Oh, really?
That's a big statement.
I do read, but not often from the library, but it is absolutely spectacular.
I've seen some photos coming through that the local councillors have put up, and Sam Azzi is the mayor of the city of KC, and it does look absolutely incredible. I have to tell you, I was invited to attend on Saturday and Sunday, and unfortunately had prior commitments on both days,
and
I couldn't be there. I was devastated.
Look, it's been a massive weekend.
Yeah.
There was the mayor's dinner on last Thursday night for specially invited guests. And some of us got to go, which was great.
Some of us didn't.
Were you there, Barry?
Yes, I was.
Were you?
Yeah,
oh,
I was there.
Oh, the important people. Okay.
But
Carly, you weren't there either.
Not quite up
no,
to that
you
level
and I.
Just yet.
But we were lucky enough to have a tour of the facility, and Carly's talked about the library. The library is amazing, over three levels. And I was talking to Chris, who's the CEO of Casey Cardinia Libraries, and he was saying the state library people were out on Wednesday or Thursday, I can't quite remember, but they said there's nothing like this in Australia.
Wow.
And here it is in the KC community, available for all KC residents. So what an amazing just facility, that alone. Let alone you've got the gallery next door, which is has a exhibition on at the moment about the building of a Bunjil Place. So that's very interesting in itself. You've got the studio there, and when I was there, the KC Philharmonic were playing, so they were amazing. But then you walk into the theatre, and the theatre would not be out of place in the Melbourne Arts Centre. It is just amazing. 800 seats. Fantastic. And of course, you've got the customer service area there too. There was the function area. But the biggest thing about Bunjil Place for me was Thursday night walking in, because I hadn't been in before, hadn't been down. I'd seen it rise from the ground. But walking in, it was just phenomenal. It's a massive structure. You've got Bunjil the Eagle, which is represented in a wooden structure, and you see the legs coming up into the roof.
Wow.
It is fantastic.
Wow. So if you haven't got down to Bunjil Place yet, you need to go down and have a look.
Absolutely.
Wowzers.
Absolutely. It is
so
fantastic.
So much going on. Speaking about amazing things and things that are happening in the community, you guys have just been awarded... Go on. You can tell us what it is. From the Casey Cardinia Business Awards, what have you won?
We won the Health, Education and Wellbeing Award on Friday night. So big night Friday night.
Huge night.
Carly, myself, and a number of others from YMCA and Casey were there, and we were fortunate enough to be announced as the winners. So, yeah, absolutely stoked, absolutely amazing result for us at the YMCA and Casey.
I have to say, it doesn't surprise me that you've won it because you guys are such a presence in the city of Casey and offer such amazing services. But to be recognised for it, Carly, what did that feel like?
Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic. It was certainly one that we were very keen to pick up and win. And certainly all of the YMCA within all of the Casey facilities have been gearing up for this for the last sort of 6 months or so. And the effort that's gone in to the centres has been absolutely phenomenal. So, and that extends across the entire staff teams. So, you know, you've got 750 people really mobilising and making sure City of Casey community members are having a great experience in our facilities. And yeah, we got rewarded for it on Friday night. So
that was
really
fantastic.
Proud.
Yeah.
I love that for those of you listening in your cars or at home this morning, Carly's talking and Barry is sitting there with the biggest smile on his face, just nodding, watching Carly talk. So proud, and so you should be, because it is such a great honour and recognition for something that you guys are doing every day, you know, to be finally recognised for.
Look, I agree, and In my acceptance speech, I spoke about two things, and one is our partnership with the City of Casey, and we're very lucky to have great partners there, and we do work very, very closely with them. And the other one was that the fact is we have six facilities in Casey, and various centres win various awards, and all programs that we have win different awards in the industry, etc. But this is the one award where we're recognised as a group and as a team. Mm. And as Carly just said, we have over 750 staff working in those six facilities to deliver great programs, and it's just recognition for every single one of them. And so I'm absolutely stoked for them, for us as a leadership team in YMCA and Casey, but also YMCA Victoria as a whole, as a recognition for them as well.
Absolutely. Geez, a big week for you guys, that's for sure. Now, Carly, you're here today to talk about a recent trip as well that you've had to Darwin, which is not somewhere where you kind of go for a holiday, is it?
Well, you might go for a holiday, but you might not go to work that often. It was quite certainly a unique experience, and something that I was afforded by, I guess, YMCA Victoria. I got tapped on the shoulder a little while ago to head up as an area manager, and so great opportunity for me as a leader within the YMCA. But yeah, a very, very unique sort of place to work. Lots of stories. Some I was mentioning earlier that probably I can't talk about. But certainly just shows the strength of an organisation like the YMCA that we're able to sort of go up and help other YMCA associations and partners. And yeah, it was an interesting experience, to say the least.
So when you got back, you were telling myself about some of the differences in lifestyle between Darwin and Melbourne. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I guess Darwin is a little bit more laid back than Melbourne.
A little bit more laid back.
Yeah, a little bit. I think there were some interesting meetings that I sat through where certainly our council partners that we work with here in the city of Casey are a little bit different from the government partners we worked with in Darwin. All fantastic people, but certainly just a much more laid back attitude than what I'm used to, in a few additional swear words that I'm used to
really?
Meetings as well, just in jovial everyday conversation. So certainly, yeah, very, very interesting.
That's very Aussie, isn't it?
Yeah. I was going to say, was that...
I always say, I don't know if Darwin's the real Australia or nothing like Australia, the Australia that I know.
Okay.
So was that you using the swear words or was it the others?
No, it was definitely the others. It certainly was not me.
And so the reason you went up there, Carly, why were you taken from Melbourne and you were working at Somerville Health and Aquatic Centre at the stage, your centre manager there, went up as an area manager at Darwin. What were you there to do?
So there's a couple of outdoor water facilities that they have in Darwin that they needed help essentially refocusing, I guess, on what the priorities were, and reviewing their systems and processes, to make sure that we're in a solid and strong position yeah, to go forward within that community in a safe manner. So it was really just reviewing all their OH&S systems and customer service systems and everything, really.
Yeah, operations, how they work, the standards.
Yeah, that's it.
To make sure they're operating at the highest level. Because to be honest, here in Casey, we have a great levels of service. We have great levels of safety, OH&S, operations. And that's sometimes what will frustrate our customers because we do insist on the highest standards. When we're not there, we might have to close a pool. Or something like that, or shut down a program. Because if we're not going to be the best or, you know, deliver exactly the standards that we require, we don't provide it.
Well, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So the difference between, I suppose you're saying they're a little bit more laid back up there. It's look, I'm going to shout out to Daz on the Gold Coast. And I'm going to say that, Barry, while you're here, because last week I got in trouble for not saying hello to him while he was on the treadmill while you were here. So...
hold it. Daz, well done, mate. It's great to hear that you're on the treadmill. Keep going and, yeah, hope you're doing well.
Oh, thank you. Just, yeah, I'm not in trouble anymore. But I just want to say Queenslanders, I was going somewhere with this, Queenslanders and people up north, is it the heat that makes them a little lazy? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it is. Darwin is hot. There's no other way to say it. It is a very, very warm climate. And I think a good example of their laid-back nature versus I'm very much, you know, very hustle and bustle and fast-paced is we were in Coles. It's just a simple thing sometimes.
Yeah.
But every time we went to Coles, it was a very different and unique experience. But we were doing our food shopping for the week. And she put the entire lot of food shopping through and then it just disappeared. So... instead of, I'm so sorry, I can't believe this has happened, I'll get this fixed. Yeah. It was just, you'll just have to unpack all your bags and we'll have to do it again. So just a very different, a very blasé sort of attitude.
Okay,
so,
but, okay, that's why it's a good holiday destination. You want to feel like that when you go away, that's for sure.
How long were you up there, Carly?
I was there for on and off. I had a holiday in the middle, but I was up there for about 3 months.
And, wow.
What were some of the other things you did while you were up there? If people went up for a holiday up at Darwin?
So some of the national parks up there are absolutely spectacular. So Wangi Falls, which was in the news recently for someone who went up there who actually got bitten by a croc. So, but I can say that it was only a freshie, so not quite as bad as the selfie.
She's got the lingo.
I know,
so
I
they won't actually eat you, so they won't do too much damage. You really have to fall on top of one of them to get a bite out of them. So going up to Florence Falls, Wangi Falls, absolutely spectacular.
Wangi Falls, where the freshies are, Baz.
Yeah, exactly. Is that fresh fish? Oh, no, the crocodiles. Okay.
Adelaide River, you don't want to do too much swimming in the Adelaide River.
Wow, you almost sound like a local.
Yeah, I felt like I became one for a while there, but I'm very happy to be back in Melbourne as well.
Yeah. So one reason I wanted Carly to come along here, and Cindy, I think you can relate, or I relate to this to you as well, is we're lucky enough in the YMCA to have a lot of leaders who are women, and Carly's certainly representative of that. And I find it fantastic. But the role that women play in leadership positions within our society, we're very lucky and to have evolved as a society. We know we're equal. We know that we're all all the same. But yeah, I suppose question to you: how do you perform as a leader in society or a leader in the Casey community?
I thought I'd do the interviews here. I've just been put on the spot. That's very, very interesting. Just throw that one under the bus there, Baz. I think it's really important as a woman to be able to really balance everything. I think that's kind of the key. Carly, I don't know how you feel, but I've never, ever looked at myself as anything other than equal in the workforce, at home, anywhere. I think that we all need to be treated exactly the same. However, I will just say, and I'll get in trouble for this, that I think we take on sometimes, Carly, agree with me, please, way too much, more than we can handle. And it's all about that balance. And I think if we can outsource a little bit here and there, it's always a good idea.
Yeah, look, I agree. I'm not really sure what balance is at this point, but with those 270 staff I look after. Look, I think for me, leadership is really about a good balance of strength and warmth with your teams that you manage. So, and I agree. One of the, I guess, biggest lessons that I'm trying to enforce with my leadership team over at Casey Race is that balance for your work-life balance and getting out and enjoying yourself. And they're starting to sort of pick up on that now and take that forward. And their efficiency level and productivity is just so much higher. So as a leader, and whether you're a male or a female, I think that's a really important lesson. So I agree with you.
I think it's all about your team as well. I don't think that in any situation, I know with my role, my team and I we are just one, you know. Everyone works together. We work together to get the job done. I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah, again, completely agree with you. Nothing gets achieved. We don't win these sort of awards that we won Friday night unless we're all working together toward it. So, absolutely.
Well, congratulations to both of you, to your entire team. And to me, it is no surprise that you guys won such a fantastic award. Strength to strength. That's what you guys are doing. Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
Barry, I will see you again next week. Carly, we'll look forward to having you back on the show very, very soon.
Cheers. Thanks for having me.
It is 25 minutes past 7. Breakfast with Cindy. Now, Barry, you asked for...